League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I went out of the weekend to one of those Brazilian barbecues. Amazing restaurants. They come around every few minutes and serve you different meat straight off the skewers. The most beautiful steaks. Filet mignon, lamb, pork, it was beautiful. I've never eaten filet mignon before. Oh my goodness, delicious. Shout out to all the vegetarians out there. But even if you're a very strict vegan, try filet mignon. It's amazing. You know, you have those vegetarians and vegans that say, well, I'm a vegetarian, but I do eat fish. I mean, you know, I'm a vegan, but I allow myself chicken. I'm a pacifist, but I do murder occasionally. I once killed 2 to 3 million Cambodians, you know, but really, if you're going to make exceptions, forget chicken and fish, filet mignon. It's wonderful. However, as wonderful as it is, I would never, and I'm not exaggerating, I would never, even in 10 visits to this restaurant, be able to eat the amount of food that the 19-year-old boy next to me shoveled down his gob. Maybe I've missed a step in the evolution of the human body. A 19-year-old's vastly different to people my age. This kid, this child, ate, I'm not exaggerating, 30 slices of steak. 30! I had 4 tops. Not the 4 tops. There's a reference for you. I had 4 steaks, tops. Not because I'm a vegan. I am a vegan, actually. I just make an exception with filet mignon. Not because I'm a vegan, but that's because it's all I could have. You can't eat more than 4 steaks. But as I was watching this guy, right, normal guy, by the way, not fat at all, not an ounce of fat on the geezer. But I did have a flashback to when I was a teenager, me and a mate had like these eating challenges 20 or so years before Man vs. Food, which was in essence my idea. Watching someone eat, how can you just want to watch someone eat? It's the most boring thing in the world. So as I say, I was watching this 19-year-old eating, and my mind flashed back to my own eating challenges as a teenager when I did my cut price version of the Brazilian barbecue. My parents had a big chest freezer. They still do. They are the only people I've ever met who own a chest freezer. You don't see them, do you, apart from in supermarkets and at my parents' house. My mum, at the moment, has 2 chest freezers in the garage. 2 fucking chest freezers. It's ridiculous. But every time she sees a bargain in the supermarket, she buys it and she freezes it, whatever it is. She knows the time of days to go in for a bargain. She doesn't need a bargain. She has money. She has enough money. But she goes in at the times where you get the shit food. They stick those stickers on the food to signify a massive reduction, like in Asda. Is it Asda? You get whoops. The green sticker saying whoops. Fucking whoops. Whoops. I'm stale. Whoops. This food is now shit, but it's cheap. Whoops. She buys it and she freezes it. This woman, my mother, I kid you not, freezes milk. What the fuck? Who does that? You can't freeze milk. My mom's motto, seriously, is if it's good enough for the dog, it's good enough for me. What? If it's good enough for the sewer, it's good enough for me. Jesus. Anyway, so back in the day, in our freezer was the bargain basement version of the Brazilian barbecue. The Brazilian barbecue in this dystopian netherworld of shit food and whoops meat. When you used to get like 30 burgers to a packet of frozen burgers, 30, 50 or 100 burgers to a packet. These things did not contain any meat. They were perfect for vegans, these burgers. Maybe cow elbow or chin or toenail clippings, which is fine. If you're a vegan, you can eat cow toenail clippings, can't you? It's fine. So we had these shit burgers, shit ribs, which are basically like dog bones. It's good enough for the dog, it's good enough for me, Nathan. Packets of frozen meat, which just had the words frozen meat on the front, so they were probably dog. If it's good enough to eat the cow, it's good enough to eat the dog, Nathan. Wrong note, exactly. So as a teenager, I do remember being able to eat more, but how does that work? Because I know you need to eat more because you're growing, but your stomach is surely smaller. But I ate that day, I think I ate maybe 13 of these shit burgers, a rib or two, or maybe a chicken's penis and a mouse's vagina. This 19-year-old next to me at the weekend ate 30 slices of steak, thick slices as well, and fillets of mignon. And I suddenly realised, as I was watching this 19-year-old eat 30 slices of steak, and remembering me scavenging for food in my mom's shitty chest freezer, I suddenly realised, I'm dying. This is me dying, of course. Of course, that's what it is. When you're a teenager, you're living, you're alive, and you're growing. You need food to survive. At my age now, I don't need any food. Maybe a smoothie or two. But that's it. I'm at the age now that my dad was when I used to look at him and say to my dad, Daddy, why do you never eat? And I suspected at the time he was downing pints of lager and his mouth was always full of fags. But now I realise when you reach your 40s like I have, you don't actually need to eat anymore. Because biologically, you're dead, aren't you? Back in the day, my age now would have been enough. I would have eaten enough. I don't need any more food. What food does a body really need to stand up and do comedy for 20 minutes a day? That's me now, I can just drink a few smoothies in the morning, maybe a bottle of lager in the evening. So I think what this restaurant confirmed more than anything was Nathan Cassidy no longer needs solids. I'm off solids, guys. It's a circle of life, isn't it? You get born, you need liquid, then solids, and then... then you just have liquid, and then you die. I'm in the liquid phase, the second liquid phase, fuck. All I ever wanted was to be enough. But I don't think anything could ever be. No worries, because my mum always told me that I will live on. She's not religious, but waste not, want not. When I die, she will chop me up and put me in one of her freezers. The second one, I think, is simply for human remains. Like we're in those 13 burgers, I'm sure. She will package me up, freeze me up, and only bring me out on very special occasions, like the dog's birthday. If it's good enough for the dog, Nathan, it's good enough for me. Oh, this is nice, Susan. What were you eating? Oh, it's my son, actually. Oh, how lovely. Whoops. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.